Do you think you'll be ready when the next big break comes around? Then you better be ready all the time, because no one knows when lightning is going to strike again. So be ready now. This is episode 188 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. Why? Because we have a problem. We have a leadership problem. I know, you know there is a problem. It seems that lately leaders at all levels are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. They're afraid to step in and step up and lead because of a fear of failure or fear of being misunderstood or whatever the reason. They're just afraid to lead. Well, guess what? Not on my watch. I'm Dave Guerra, and I am here to help you every step of the way. So let's get this episode started. Life is not fair, and it's never going to be fair. So what does that have to do with anything? It's a reality, folks. It's a reality none of us wants to hear, but it's a reality that we all have to live with on a day-to-day basis. I mean, look at what we're in the middle of, this pandemic. Nobody was expecting this. 2020, I had some great plans laid out. I knew what I was going to do, and then boom, it hits. Same thing with you. I'm not telling you anything new. You had great plans. You had great ideas, stuff you were going to implement. You even had a timeline. And then, slam, there it is. It's over. Everything comes to a grinding halt. But that doesn't mean that we're done. It doesn't mean we're through. No, what it means is there's opportunities to be had, and there's opportunities coming. So let's be thankful for the opportunities that, that situation like this brings. And again, it's this, yes, think about it. This is a big break. It gives you a chance to slow down, reset yourself, refocus, revitalize, re-energize, reevaluate, see where things are, see where you're going, and see, hey, I've had some pretty good chances in the past. I've had some breaks come and go, and rest assured, they're coming back. And in the past, so you use the past to build for the future. I'm not saying live in the past. Nobody wants to live in the past. While it was simpler times, obviously now, but, we can't go back in time. There's no time machine. There's no Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure phone booth or nothing like that. That'd be kind of cool, but it's not there. And so when you take an opportunity to look back at those big breaks that you had, why did you get them? Why were they there? Why were you presented with these breaks? And why were you presented with these opportunities? Well, because people recognize you. They recognize your potential. They recognize what you brought to the table, to their table. And if it wasn't aligned with you, it happens. It's okay. It wasn't aligned. But even then, you still got to be grateful that, hey, somebody saw something in you that said, hey, you can contribute to my team. You can contribute to my service. You can contribute to this new project we're wanting to launch. And you got to look at it that way and say, hey, you know what? Thanks. But that means you did something right. Now, what are those big breaks? What are those big breaks? Well, they're those rare opportunities for you to be part of something huge, some new idea, new concept, new product to market, new app, new service, new something that's going to impact the world, change the world. But at that moment, you don't know it. And what are those big breaks? Well, those big breaks are also something. Sometimes people will say, this is when your ship will come in, or this will put you on the map, or this will be the realization of all your hopes, dreams, and wishes. However, for a lot of people, they get tagged with that. They get tagged saying, hey, look, we got something going on and something big's going to happen. And then what? Well, a lot of times people start, those that get presented with these opportunities, these breaks, they realize, hey, wait a minute, this is going to involve a lot of hard work. And it's the realization that it's going to involve a lot of hard work that people tend to back off. Well, my schedule's already full. I already got so much on my table. This like something I'm not going to be able to commit to. And while you're quick to say no, and that's a good thing, don't him and Han say yes, or I'll think about it, because that's might as well just say no. Because it leads people down a path of, oh, maybe he is on board. We'll give him a little time. And then you him and haw again, and you keep pressing, and ultimately the answer is no, and they walk away from you because you took too long to just give them a flat out no. And guarantee you, they're not going to come back, or they're going to be very, very gun shy about coming back, and they're going to want a yes or no right then and there, not, oh, I'll talk to you in 2 weeks, because you blew that opportunity the first time. And folks, those big breaks, they're rare. But then again, they're not so rare. You know, why are they few and far between, people say? And some people, no, they're not few. They're constantly happening. And for others, they'll say, yeah, well, okay. But again, it's realizing and understanding that when they do strike, you have to be prepared. You have to understand that, hey, I need to look at this from a 360-degree turn. How much time can I take to give them a definite answer? And ask that and say, hey, look, I know you're presenting this to me. This is out of the blue for me. You've been working on this for 6 months under the radar. But give me how much time will you give me to think about it? And they'll say 2 weeks. Great. You don't have to use all 2 weeks, but use the time that you have for a definite answer. Because at that 2 weeks, you can say, okay, look, if you don't hear from me in 2 weeks, it's a definite no. It's just not going to work. But if you hear from me and I say no, well, at least you know that I thought about it and I worked through it. But if I say yes, you know, I looked at it from a 360-degree perspective and I looked at the pros and cons and I'm on board. But, you know, thank you for giving me that opportunity. So why are they few and far between? You know, again, it just comes and goes. It just depends on you, what you bring to the table, what people see in you, how much you're presenting yourself, how much you're projecting yourself out there. So in the Observer.com, it's a website, Observer.com, there's an article titled Stop Waiting for Your Big Break. And it's written by Jeff Goins. G-O-I-N-S, Jeff Goins, and he talks about what he believes big breaks are and what they're not, and mentions, quote, this really neat one here about big breaks and how you see them. The actor, famous actor, Walter Matthau, once said to a young actor who had recently moved to Hollywood and was waiting for his big break, Matthau says, kid, it's not about the one big break, it's about the 50 big breaks. So it just shows you that there's always opportunity happening. Don't be waiting for that one. Don't pass on that one because, you know, you never know. Yeah, that might be the one. But if you get another one, so you hear about those one hit wonders or those breakout stars and then they fade out quickly. That's what they're talking about. That's what Matthau's talking about, is every opportunity is a big break. So take it. Now, the author Jim Collins talks about this in his book, Great by Choice. Again, this is still from the article, where he analyzes the trends amongst companies and leaders who achieve enduring greatness. What he found in his study was that successful business leaders were not luckier than those who did not succeed. What Collins in the book says is what they got was a better return on luck. And what's luck? Well, working towards, right, getting better and better. The better you get, the more luckier you get. That's an old quote. I don't know who said that, but again, just think about it. The more you work, the more you put into it, the more you're doing, the more you're diving into your business, your sector, the more you're networking, the more you're communicating, the more you're presenting your aspects, your side of things, the more you're imparting knowledge on others. Guess what? You get recognized. And that's where the luck begins. But it's, again, it's work. No one just gets it handed to them. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm going to make you a star. And you hear that. You hear those stories. But again, how long do they last? Continuing with the article, luck comes to us all, but those who recognize it are the ones who succeed. Good fortune and bad visits each of us eventually. But the winners in life realize it's not good luck that leads to success. It's perseverance. Again, constant consistency, being constant, being consistent, delivering, putting in the work. So put in the work, and that's it right there. You got to put in the work. There's no two ways around it. You don't put in the work, it's like, oh, well, you were just faking it. Okay, you bring no substance, no style, no consistency, nothing substantial to this project. Sorry to bother you. And it happens. It happens. There's that fake it till you make it mindset. And again, the only kind of fake it till you make it is a smile. That's it. There's nothing else. You can't fake being a doctor. You can't fake being an airline pilot. You cannot fake being what you're presenting yourself out to be if you're not it. You can't fake it. It has to be genuine. It has to be authentic. It has to be true. And of course, the only thing that is authentic, genuine, and true, you really can't fake it, is a smile. So you keep smiling. The more you smile, the more you're apt to smile. So keep smiling. That one is true. So when is it too late? When do you realize that a big break has passed? Well, usually not while it's happening. usually not while you're in that process of here's the opportunity, it arrives, definitely not when it's arriving, and definitely not when you're in the middle of it, but after it's gone, you start looking back, and I look at this, and here's a little story. There's this guy out there, I don't know what he does, really, it's kind of weird, but he's got some money, and he's had some money for a little while now, and he passed up, somebody came up to him and said, hey, look, we want you to invest in our company, and our company is going places, it's growing, but we're in a second round of investments, and we'd like you to be a part of it, and we'd like you to invest X number of dollars, and, you know, one day it's going to be worth a lot. Well, you know, okay, well, the guy passed on it. He said, no. And then several years later, he's out there making speeches and creating videos, and he's out there, and he says that he regrets not getting into that business. He regrets it. You know, it's like a $300 million loss. You know, he was seeing dollar signs there. But that was, again, you don't predict what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. You know, again, past, what was it? What do they say? Past results are not indicative of future, or does not guarantee future results. So past return does not guarantee future results. There we go. And so now he regrets, not getting into business. And, you know, he's saying, I had passed up a several hundred million dollar opportunity. And so it's like, okay, well, yeah, that's fine. But what he's not saying, okay, I understand, you know, you look back. But what he's not saying is that he regrets not getting into the business with the CEO that was ousted out of the company for questionable actions and questionable and toxic workplace behavior. So, you know, now he regrets that. He regrets not getting into that business with that CEO. So it's just kind of like you start looking at the one side. No, don't worry about that. Worry about this. And again, it's a big break. It's a good deal because there's no regrets. You cannot regret what you didn't do. You took your action and you move on with it. Now you have to live with the results. So I would be personally, I'd be like, wow, okay, glad I didn't get into bed with that situation. Glad I wasn't part of that nonsense. Glad my name's not being dragged through the mud. Glad I'm not being kicked out. Glad that I'm not losing my company because I associated with that. So that big break actually, but the big break was not investing. So do you see the two sides of that? Sometimes the big break is doing it, but not doing it. So I talked about it when it's too late, but how do you recognize when you see it? Well, like I said, 99.8% of the time, you don't see it until after it's passed. And in my case, this was about 10 years ago. This guy, his name is Rudy, great guy, nice guy. He had a great idea, fantastic idea. And I can say this now because here we are 10 years later. He was ahead of his time. He was ahead of his time. And I'm going to share this with you. I don't know if he's acted on it. I really don't know. So Rudy, if you're listening, I do apologize, but I'm going to share this great idea that today is a hugely fantastic idea, and I really truly hope you ran with it. I just haven't seen it, but I truly hope you ran with it. And if not, I hope you at least got it copyrighted, patented, something down in writing that says you're the first one. He came up to me and said, Dave, I have this great idea. You know how in the restrooms you were supposed to wash your hands? Yeah. And now this was 10 years ago. So this was around 2010, 2011, sometime in that period. So about 10 years ago. So he comes up to me and he says, Dave, I have this great idea. I'm like, well, what is it? And back then I was looking for great ideas. I was always looking for great ideas. And he says, Dave, here it is. It's a restroom door wipe. And I go, a restroom door wipe? Well, yeah, you know how you're supposed to wash your hands and then you use the paper towels and, you know, you throw it away. Then you go open the door and you grab the door handle. Well, if somebody else did not dry their hands like people normally do, not do, or, you know, of course some people do. But, so you touch a wet door handle. Yeah, you got to pull it open so you can go out. So you wrap your whole hand around that pull bar. Okay, yeah, I see that. I understand that. I see that. Makes sense. He goes, well, what I have is it's a door wipe. So it's like a tissue box mounted next to the door. And the person that's about to open the door grabs that tissue into some type of sanitary, medicated, antiseptic, something on that wipe. It's a wipe. And you use it to grab the door and you open it. Now you can throw it away when you leave. So your hands are not physically touching the door. There is that wipe between you and the stainless steel handle. So typically they're all stainless steel. And it's like, that makes sense. Well, you know, stainless steel is supposed to be, you know, antiseptic. It kills virus or kills bacteria. Again, whatever that is. But it made sense. And at that time, it was a great idea. It was a good idea. I liked it, but I just wasn't into it. I didn't see the potential in it for me. This guy was all in, and it made sense. And, you know, I didn't have Rudy's vision. I did not have Rudy's vision. He had his vision. He bought into it. Now, 10 years later, we're in the middle of this pandemic. This is the most fantastic idea I've ever heard. Wherever he's at, I hope he's already launched with it. I hope he's successful. I hope he's like, you know, living in a mansion off Malibu and happy, you know. But again, I didn't see the potential then. Most people don't see the potential then because that wasn't my cup of tea. Back then, I was all into IT. I was all into records management, document management, information technology, all of that, putting it all together. That's where my thing was. Mine wasn't in the healthcare cleanliness business or anything like that. But now today, it's like you see that. And so that's what I'm saying. Rudy was a guy ahead of his time. And sometimes you need to look a little bad, but that's not my regret. My regret, you know, was that I didn't see the potential then. Now I see it, but you know, like I said, I hope he's off and running. I can't regret losing that. But again, it just tells you that sometimes you recognize it, sometimes you don't. It's just the way it is. So will there be others? Will there be other big breaks? Will there be other big breaks? And yes, the answer is yes, they're going to be big breaks. Your potential was recognized once. You know, Rudy came to me. That CEO came to that quote unquote investor, that guy with some money. And it happened once. And I'm more than sure that guy has more people coming to him. I'm more sure Rudy found somebody else. And the thing is, it's going to happen again. People are going to recognize your potential again and again. And it's going to happen. And when it's going to happen for you, I don't know when it will happen, but it's going to happen. Just don't give up. Stay consistent. Stay strong. Stay persevere. Constant. It's going to happen again. However, like I said, you have to stay relevant, up to date, ready to recognize, ready for you to be recognized again. And when lightning strikes, you have to be ready. You must be ready. But don't forget, don't just jump into it because, oh, I'll never get another opportunity again. No. As Walter Matthau said, you know, there's 50 big breaks and there's still more breaks coming down the line. Because again, you never know. And why do you never know? Because again, as I said at the beginning of this episode, life is not fair and it is never going to be fair. You have to put in the work. You have to be, well, first of all, thankful for the breaks you do get. Thankful for the opportunities that arise from those breaks, taking those opportunities to learn and grow and succeed from moments like this COVID-19 times of COVID-19. It's a great opportunity to learn. Are you working on something else? Are you working on a new skill? Are you working on something new? I have. I've started 3 new things and I'm looking at maybe possibly a 4th new thing during this time. But again, it just goes back to reflecting and working through and being forward thinking and looking over the horizon. Because when that lightning strikes, you're going to be ready. So what do you think about what I just talked about when it comes to big breaks? Do you agree or disagree? Let me know by email, dave@daveguerra.com, or reach out to me on Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's Dave_Guerra. So on Instagram.com/Dave_Guerra, that's my Instagram feed. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Also, like I said, I definitely want to hear from you. So let me know. Let me know what you think of this episode. Also, don't forget, I invite you to visit, like, subscribe, and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, all one word. And again, I thank you for listening to episode 188. Join me on our next episode where we continue our discussion and focus on lessons in leadership. And until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, listen to each other, and remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.